Just a moment.
What is it?
Roy Wilkins for him on 90.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Roy?
Yes, Mr. President.
You calling me, or am I calling you?
You're calling me.
I sure was, and I just wondered if great minds ran the same channel, because the operator said that Roy Wilkins was calling me, and I just told him a minute ago to get Secretary of State and Roy Wilkins.
You're very kind. Mr. President, first may I say, please, how much we enjoyed the party the other night, and thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, we enjoyed having you. I want to do something a little unusual, and it's going to get me in some trouble, but I want to get you behind me before I did. Be sure I was doing the right thing, and nobody will know I ever talked to you but you. Ed Murrow has quit. I want to bring Carl Rowan back from Finland and let him run this shop because he sits in the National Security Council, and it's a higher job than the cabinet. The Security Council is. I mean, all the Cuba thing, all the Panama thing, until 3 o'clock in the morning, the person can have it, be real powerful. He has to tell the Secretary of State what we say abroad. They made a big mistake yesterday saying we took a terrible shellacking on Panama. A government ought to say that about its own government before the decision's even made. He has good judgment. He's worked with me around the world, and he started out piqued at me and prejudiced toward me. And he wound up being a real devotee of mine, I mean a real friend. He doesn't know a thing in the world about it. It may not work. Some of them may quit over there. John McClellan is the chairman of the committee where he's got to get his money. I haven't talked to him about it. But in my judgment, it would put him on throughout the world, 113 nations. It would make us, give us the brightest spot we could possibly get. Of course, I'm trying to get the Department of Public Affairs, the housing thing for Weaver, and he's just smart as hell. But I think while we're waiting on it, that this would be a master stroke. Now, what's your judgment of Carl, and what would be your reaction? And tell me frankly.
Mr. President, he has excellent training as a newspaper man and is familiar with the media. The only chink in the armor I can think of, so far as experience is concerned, is that he lacks the radio and communications media and the airwaves.
Well, he's a good administrator, though. He ran on my plane. He ran all of my press conferences around the world. And
he's a good administrator, Mr. President, but he knows journalism soundly. And he was raised in a good school, the Cowell School out there, the Minneapolis Tribune, the Des Moines Register, and the Look outfit. This is a good outfit.
That's how we got him. Somebody suggested that I try to get one of the Cold Boys to do this, and that made me think of Carl.
furthermore, he's a Southerner. He's a Tennessean.
Yeah, I know that.
And my estimate is that there may be some griping and growling within the agency itself. There always is with people there who had their eye on the spot. And there may be some eyebrow raising among some of the Southerners. But I think Rowan is a good man and able to survive personal antagonisms and to build up goodwill for himself and for his agency. And, of course, for his country.
He's humble, and yet he's above all these little nasty cracks. I saw one or two things on the trip, but he didn't let somebody bark at him and bark back necessarily. He just walks with his head up and his chest out, and I think that I just want to be sure he doesn't make a flop.
I'll tell you one place that you may have a painful stub. I don't know on how serious it'll be. He did a couple of articles for the Saturday Evening Post, or one at least. You might have somebody check on that. Which, in my mind, were honest articles and said things that should have been said. Whether I would use precisely the same language, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it did arouse some antagonism among Negroes who felt that he was too much on the white folks' side. Now, I'm speaking very frankly.
Yeah, well, that's
anything else. I'm
That's why I called you. I don't want.
His articles in the Saturday Evening Post were deemed to be more blaming the Negro for his plight, or at least equally for his plight, than any outside influences. Now, I don't know. You might have somebody check those articles again. You might ask Rowan, frankly, about them. I feel that they were honest and straightforward, but I probably wouldn't have used some of the language he used.
Now, do you think the community, what would be the reaction of the community to name him? Do they know anything about USIA?
I think they would be proud. They see, they don't have to know much about USIA. They know Murrow.
Yeah.
And a man to follow Murrow, in their estimation, would make them proud. I think they know about USIA. I think enough of them have done broadcasts overseas, and they know that it carries our message abroad.
Now, let me ask you this. They tell me that we shouldn't send a Negro to an Negro.